Blog Talk Radio.
We like to welcome everyone who has taken their time out to join us this morning on this beautiful morning, sunny morning in the Sunshine State, hoping that where you are, you also enjoying this beautiful start of the morning. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and you're listening to Your Turning Point. And we just had such an awesome weekend, and I hope that you had the same type of weekend, a very creative weekend, where we just took some time out to reminisce with friends and relatives of ours about things that pushed us to the next level. You know, having those awesome times is what is very important, you know? So don't forget to take some time out and enjoy with your family, enjoy with your friends, you know, just reminiscing and talking about things and, you know, entertaining each other. Because, you know, life is too short. So why not? Why not just take some time out just to relax and enjoy your week, not only your weekend, but enjoy your day. Let's break, not even say weeks, enjoy your days. Each and every day is precious. And I just wanted to get that out because I'm just so overjoyed today. You know, a lot of times you may miss us on motivational Mondays because we're out there and we're doing conferences, we're doing seminars, we're doing workshops, we're doing things to motivate people and get their minds thinking and having them realize that, hey, I have something that's important that I can share with others, that I, you know, what I have on the inside of me is very important. So, and we thank you for all of your emails and everything that comes in where we can see that you really have been taking time out to make some changes in your life. Maybe not big changes, but small changes. And those small changes hereby have affected you in some way where you've seen things in a different way, that you're becoming more productive and more creative in whatever, you know, you are involved in. And we appreciate, you know, getting that feedback because it's tied right into today. The topic today is over 50. Use what you have and contribute to society. Over 50. So it's not mean that, I'm going to retire soon. I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to, you know, just plant a garden and just sit back and, you know, watch movies or just sit back and do some gardening or whatever it may be. And, hey, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Do those things that maybe you didn't have an opportunity to do while you were actively working out there. But keep in mind, our dreams and our visions are bigger than us. And as an entrepreneur or someone who has worked all of your life outside of the home, think of all the many trials and tribulations that you have gone through, your education, your experiences. They are priceless. Those things are priceless. Think of all of the things that you have on the inside of you. If you stop and think of the many times that you have labored hard through those, you know, sometimes trying times, and you still were able to make it through. Sometimes you may have thought about giving up. Why even try? Oh, I can't accomplish this. But you did. I can't go through this. But you went through. Well, hats off to you because you persevered through it all. All of the knowledge that you gained to perfect whatever you specialized in is a gold mine that no one can ever take away. There were moments in your life where you accomplished something great. Do you remember those times? You really, you felt like, oh, man, this is not, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. But still, you accomplished something great, and it really energized you. Do you remember those times where it gave you that push to continue? The wisdom that you use based on the proper application of things is still locked on the inside of you. If you want to take into that, you know, that into account, it's still there. You haven't lost it. But remember, all these things are bigger than you and I. So don't allow the treasures that you have housed on the inside go with you to the grave. Leave a legacy and look for opportunities to give back and make a contribution to society. It does not matter if you're an entrepreneur or if you work outside of the home, in whatever industry it is, in whatever time period it is, it does not matter. But you have something on the inside of you that is worth much more than what you give yourself credit for. Begin to see yourself in a different light. Begin to see yourself, as we always talk on this program, as a solution to the problems that are around you. A solution. And when you see yourself as a solution, you begin to feel different about yourself. Feel that you have worth. Feel that you have value. And not only that, you should always feel like you have worth and you have value by not allowing anything to drag you down and make you feel worthless and make you feel like, you know, you're nothing or nobody. Don't ever allow yourself to get that low, no matter what people say, no matter what is going on. As I've always told you, if nobody believes in you, I believe in you. And you're going to say, well, you don't even know me. But I'm an encourager. I'm a solution to your problem. I'm an encourager. So see yourself as being encouraged this morning, because you are somebody. And you can leave a legacy by investing yourself into people who are worthy of your time. That's another thing. People who are worthy of your time. Don't allow people who are negative, people who are not going anywhere, to drag you down into that pit, into that hole where they are, because they don't want to do anything with their lives. But invest your time in those who respect you, people who value you. They value your time. People who respect what you have to offer, because they are the caliber of person that will have the capacity to keep the trend rolling into the next generation. You see, it's not for everybody, but it's for somebody. And there may be many somebody that's in your area, that's around you. But you have to be sensitive to what I'm saying right now, to carefully discern those and stop and think. Don't let your mind race. But just stop and think, who is worthy of my time? Who considers me worthy? Where they could, you know, I could sit down and, you know, pour out things in my heart that will make a difference in their lives and in lives to come? You have to really sit down and think about that. Of course, the foundation that you have laid will be built upon, because you remember, these people, they have dreams, they have visions, and sometimes they just need a little motivation. Remember, you are a problem solver to get them to their next level. So when you find these people, when you discern these people, this type of person, feel free to just begin to share with them, to begin to build them up. Think about this. You are capable of making a difference in this world by making an impact for generations to come. Seeing things as bigger than you, as I see things as bigger than myself, gives us more to work with, because it expands our minds to create outside of the box. You know, I don't allow myself to be in a box. I don't listen to people saying, well, you can't do, and this won't happen, and this, that, and the other. Not even my own self. When you see yourself as living outside of the box, and you see things as bigger than you, you have entered a whole different mindset. You remember, we even talk about on these programs about elevating your mind. You have to elevate your mind to another place where you won't see it as cramped. Well, if I try this, this may not work. Try it. Don't let it be 20 years and you regretting, oh, I should have did that, because now you see somebody else who did what you were supposed to do or did something that you said was impossible. There is nothing impossible to you if you set your mind to do what's inside of your heart. Allow your passion to flow beyond that mindset. Expand your mind. Begin to view everything in terms of longevity and not short term. That's what you do. Even, you know, when we're talking about, if you're an entrepreneur, passing, you know, your business on, you know, maybe you want to retire, or, you know, maybe you just want to change. Look for, you know, within your family, maybe there's, you know, your kids that you could invest that time in. You know, it may not be everybody, but it's somebody. So take these tips along with you. And if you didn't, you know, have an opportunity to write everything down, go back and replay this broadcast and begin to jot things down. Take it into your quiet place and listen to it and jot it down and begin to apply it to your life. We've come to the end of our program, and I hope that what I've shared with you will encourage you to leave a legacy for generations to come, that you are a treasure, a goldmine of information, of education, of knowledge, of wisdom. So if what you've heard has, you know, impacted your life, pass this show on to somebody else. Mark your turning point as a favor so someone else could enjoy what you're listening to. And again, you've been listening to Your Turning Point, and I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. And until next time, remember, This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.